Okay, today is pretty simple. I'm going to tell everybody what we talked about yesterday in one of our group sessions and with coaches and consultants and so on. I made a comment. I said, if you're doing whatever, add a zero. And they looked at me puzzled and they said, what do you mean, add a zero? And I said, well, if you're solving a major life or business problem, and you're able to rescue a business or a failed relationship or get somebody in the best shape of their lives or something like that, where you're providing a major life or business solution to a problem, then you can add a zero to the end of whatever you're charging now. So, for example, if you're charging $100 an hour, why aren't you charging $1,000? Somebody in your market is charging that. Why aren't you? It's not even open for a debate. I mean, it's if you're an expert that we see across all these forums that we deal with nowadays, everybody's an expert. Everybody has a solution. Everybody's selling something. They're not experts. They have no clue. I've been around for 25 years before social media, before influence, before all of it. We had to increase our value. We had to increase our service, thus increase our reward in order to add a zero on the end of it. Okay. Now, when you start to command a premium price, there's a few things that are going to happen. Okay. Let's say you want to hit $100,000 a month in sales. Okay. It's a hell of a lot quicker doing it in $5,000 chunks than in $200 chunks. Now, you're also immediately going to attract more committed clients. Okay. Now, I just tell you a story jumping off here. I joined a gym one time, $29.99 a month. Okay. I might have gone there three times. The whole thing is recurring revenue for the gym because I didn't catch it till maybe a year and a half later to where I realized I was still paying for that. So when the time did come and I made a decision that I was going to get in shape, I hired a very expensive personal trainer. And the reason that I did that is not because I have more money than brains. It's because I knew that I would not miss a workout. If I paid the price, I would be committed. I'd show up. I'd be ready to do the work. I'd be ready to put it all in. Okay? That's the difference. That's a premium price opposed to, a not so premium price. Now, when you do charge a premium price, you can also take care of your clients better with way more effectiveness. Okay. Now, when you have a $5,000-$10,000 a month kind of ticket or client, you don't need a lot of those to live decently. And it's going to allow, you to not only make more money, but more importantly, you're going to be able to service the client first class, best experience, most value, most service, most reward. All of it. Everybody wins. They're going to keep coming back. That's where referrals come from. It's not, like I said, old school. I go back when we had to get referrals, it was based on value and service that we brought. It wasn't social media influence. It wasn't these stupid testimonials and whatever that everybody pay for. It's the real deal. Word of mouth is a thing. Being recommended is a thing. Being a reputable brand service provider that the client keeps taking back, that's a thing. That's the real way of business. That creates longevity. That's why I'm here 25 years later. Nothing to do with this shiny new object stuff that we're exposed to. Now, the other thing, when you do what I'm saying, charge a premium. You have way more free time, believe it or not. Time is life. We all have the same amount of time, and we're trading time for dollars for the most part. That means we're trading life for dollars. Stop trading life and time for dollars. Start creating your own freedom. And the only way that you can do that is by providing more value, more service than anybody else in your so-called industry does. And you'll never have a problem ever again in your life with retaining clients, getting new clients, getting referrals, any of it. Add another zero and make you happy.